Chapter 9, Vehicle Ownership, How to Register Your Vehicle. This is basic information on vehicle registration. For detailed information, please call 802-828-2000 or visit us online at dmv.vermont.gov. If you live in Vermont and have a vehicle that you want to drive on the roads, you must register it. If you are moving to Vermont from another state, you must register your vehicle within 60 days of moving into the state. Registration and plates. Proof of valid registration must always be in the vehicle when it is being used. A police officer has the right to see it. The registration plates must be properly affixed so that they will not become loose. No portion of the registration plates should be covered or hidden from view, and they must be kept clean at all times. The rear plate must be lighted so that it can be read from at least 50 feet away. The number plates you get must only be used for that vehicle. You may transfer them to a new vehicle that you buy if you trade in or sell your old vehicle. Selling your vehicle to someone else. 1. Give the new owner a bill of sale that includes the purchaser name, seller signature, date of sale, and the year, make, serial number, and amount of money you were paid for the vehicle. 2. If your vehicle is 15 years old or newer, sign the back of the title showing the new owner's name and address. Also fill in the mileage of the vehicle and the date of sale. 3. An odometer statement is required to be signed by both seller and buyer on all sales of vehicles 9 years old or newer. This statement is included on your vehicle title and/or the Vermont Bill of Sale. 4. Remove your registration plates from the vehicle. Trading your vehicle. 1. Give the new owner a bill of sale that includes the purchaser name, seller signature, date of sale, and the year, make, serial number, and amount you were paid or allowed for a trade-in on your old vehicle. 2. Have the person you are trading with give you a bill of sale for the vehicle you are getting. This should have the information about the vehicle you traded for. Have the title to the vehicle properly signed over to you. 3. Remove your registration plates from the old vehicle. If you want to transfer your registration, put the plates on the vehicle you just purchased. 4. Fill out an application for registration, tax, and title. Include the title for the vehicle you just bought. Mail these forms with a check or money order for the correct fees to the Department of Motor Vehicles in Montpelier within 24 hours. Lost registration or registration plates. If you lose your registration certificate, you can get a replacement from the Department of Motor Vehicles at any of our offices by mail or online at dmv.vermont.gov. If you lose one or both of your registration plates, pick up a replacement plate application from any Department of Motor Vehicles office, a police station, or online at dmv.vermont.gov/address/vehicle-changes. If you change your name, your address, or the color of your vehicle, you are required to notify the Department of Motor Vehicles within 30 days. Purchase and use tax, non-leased vehicles. When you buy a new or used vehicle, you have to pay a tax. This is called a purchase and use tax and is 6% of the price you paid for the non-leased vehicle or the current fair market value, whichever is greater. New residents of Vermont applying for registration for the first time on a motor vehicle acquired outside the state of Vermont, on which a sales or use tax has been paid by the person applying for registration in Vermont or their spouse, will be exempt from the Vermont purchase and use tax upon providing proof that the tax paid in another jurisdiction is equal to or greater than the Vermont tax, or if the vehicle has been registered in a jurisdiction which collects purchase or use tax for at least 3 years. If the tax paid in another jurisdiction is less than the Vermont tax, the tax due shall be the difference. Leased vehicles. All applications for registration, tax, and/or title of a leased vehicle from a Vermont vehicle dealer or a Vermont vehicle dealer acting on behalf of the lessor must be accompanied by a purchase and use tax computation, leased vehicle form, VD-147, or a copy of the lease agreement and/or a dealer worksheet. If the appropriate material is not received, the leased vehicle will be taxed at 6% of the acquisition cost. The taxable cost of a leased vehicle will be calculated at 6% of the acquisition cost of the vehicle, minus the lease end value, as stated on the purchase and use tax computation. Leased vehicle form, VD, 147, or as stated in the lease agreement and/or dealer worksheet, without regard to whether or not you have the option to purchase the vehicle at the end of the lease. Motor vehicle title information. All vehicles 15 years old and newer must have a Vermont motor vehicle title. Some exceptions are a motorcycle with less than 300 cc's of engine displacement and a trailer with empty weight of 1,500 pounds or less. Starting with the model year 2004 and later, ATVs and snowmobiles need to be titled as well. A manufacturer's certificate of origin is required for all new vehicles. You cannot register a vehicle without this. All vehicles that are being registered in Vermont must have an application for registration. You will also need the bill of sale and the former owner's title signed over to you. All vehicles 15 years old or newer coming into Vermont from another state or province require a title or an original registration or certified copy of registration from that state if that state does not have titles. You will also have to have someone who is certified verify the vehicle's identification number, VIN verification. If the VIN verification is conducted in another state, it must be done by motor vehicle officials, state-level law enforcement officials, or by those personnel authorized by that state to perform VIN verifications, subject to approval by the Vermont Commissioner of Motor Vehicles. Military personnel may have the VIN verifications conducted by the commanding officer or provost marshal of the military base. VIN verifications performed out of state must be accompanied by a letter of identification of the agent on official letterhead. Rebuilt vehicles. Any vehicle being registered in Vermont that has a salvage title will be issued a title which will have the words Rebuilt Vehicle. When you apply to register a salvage vehicle, you must have the identification number of the vehicle checked by a motor vehicle employee or Vermont law enforcement person and have the VIN verification section of the application completed. Liens. If you borrow money to buy a vehicle from a bank, credit union, or another person, the vehicle is said to have a lien on it. The person or bank you borrow money from is called a lien holder. The lien holder's name must be on the registration application. The title to your vehicle, when issued, will be sent to the lien holder and will not be given to you until you pay back the money you borrowed. Insurance. Vermont has a law called Maintenance of Financial Responsibility. This means that the vehicle you drive must be covered by liability insurance. Liability and property damage are the most important type of automobile insurance you should have. It protects you against financial loss when bodily injury or property damage occurs. The amount of coverage must be at least $25,000 for death or injury of one person, $50,000 for death or injury of two or more persons, $10,000 for property damage. You must carry a card from your insurance company in the vehicle that shows there is insurance coverage on the vehicle. If you are stopped by a police officer, you will have to show the card. If you are going to take a driving test, you will also have to show the card. If a police officer stops you and asks to see proof of your insurance and you do not have insurance, the officer will give you a ticket. You will be fined and assessed 2 points on your driving record. If you have insurance on your vehicle and a police officer stops you and you cannot show the card to the officer, you have 15 days to do so. The card you show the officer must say that you had insurance at the time the officer stopped you. If you are driving without insurance and any of the following happen, your license will be taken away by the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles until you get insurance. You will have to prove to the commissioner that you have insurance for a full 3 years. You are in a crash, even if it isn't your fault. Driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Driving or taking another person's vehicle without the owner's consent. Driving when your license is suspended, revoked, or refused. Driving a vehicle in such a way as to cause the death of another person. Leaving the scene of a crash. Inspection. Your vehicle must be inspected once a year. Inspection makes sure that your vehicle is checked at least once a year, but you must keep it running properly at all times. If your vehicle is not running properly, you may be found at fault in case of a crash. The inspection sticker indicates when you have to get the next inspectors. All motor vehicles have to be inspected within 15 days of registration, unless bearing a valid Vermont inspection sticker. Drive smart and save. Green driving tips. Here are 10 efficient driving tips that will save you money on gas, reduce your carbon footprint, and conserve energy. Slow down and watch speed. On the interstate, drive 55 or 60 miles per hour instead of 65 to save fuel. EPA estimates up to a 15% improvement in fuel economy by following this tip alone. Accelerate and brake smoothly. Accelerating smoothly from a stop and braking softly conserves fuel. Fast starts, weaving in and out of traffic and hard braking wastes fuel and wears out some of the car components, such as brakes and tires, more quickly. Maximize your vehicle's momentum by maintaining a safe distance between vehicles and anticipating traffic conditions to allow for more time to brake and accelerate gradually. Avoid excessive idling when parked. Idling wastes fuel, causes engine wear, and can cause respiratory illnesses. In winter weather, remove snow and ice from windows before starting the engine. Safety first. If defrosting is not adequate, increase warm-up time as needed. Limit stationary warm-ups to 30 seconds when possible. Driving slowly to moderately is the most efficient way to warm up. If you're parked in town, idling for more than 10 seconds uses more fuel than shutting off and restarting. Allowing a vehicle to idle while unattended in public is in violation of Vermont's unattended motor vehicle law. If you leave your vehicle, you must shut it off. Check your tires. Keep tires properly inflated to the recommended tire pressure, which can be found on the placard in the driver's side door jamb of the vehicle and in the vehicle owner's manual. This alone can reduce the average amount of fuel use by 3-4%. Underinflated tires increase rolling resistance and reduce fuel economy. They also wear more rapidly. Be kind to your vehicle. Maintain proper engine tune-up to keep vehicles running efficiently. Keep the wheels aligned. Wheels that are fighting each other waste fuel. Replace air filters as recommended. Always consult the owner's manual for proper maintenance. Travel light. Unnecessary weight, such as unneeded items in the trunk and a lot of luggage on the roof rack, makes the engine work harder and consumes more fuel. Minimize use of heat and air conditioning. Use heating and air conditioning selectively to reduce the load on the engine. Decreasing your usage of the air conditioner when temperatures are above 80 degrees can help you save 10-15% of fuel. Use the vent setting as much as possible. Park in the shade to keep the car cool and reduce the need for air conditioning. Close windows at high speeds. Don't drive with the windows open unless you keep your speed under 50 miles per hour. Driving with the windows open at highway speeds increases aerodynamic drag on the vehicle and lowers fuel economy. Consolidate trips. Plan ahead to consolidate your trips, saving many miles of traveling. Planning ahead will also enable you to bypass congested routes, leading to less idling. Carpool. Share your ride to work, shopping, and recreation. It not only saves gasoline, it can be more fun than riding alone.